I'm John Betts with Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. Nuclear weapons and the People's Republic of China. Testimony before the Senate Armed Services Committee. General Anthony Cotton, Commander Air Force of STRATCOM, told the committee, it's China's capability to build out their weapon system, their arsenal. It's that simple about nuclear weapons and the Chinese ambition. We welcome Peter Husey. Peter is our guide on nuclear weapons for some years now. He is a fellow at the National Institute for Deterrence Studies. He's president of Geostrategic Analysis. Peter, what is STRATCOM, and what is the significance of General Cotton's remarks now? Has something happened? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John, and good evening, Gordon. What General Cotton is head of STRATCOM is used to be called the Strategic Air Command. He has missile defense, he has space, he has cyber, and he has nuclear, particularly nuclear. And he is basically the number one military officer in the country in charge of our nuclear deterrent. And that's what he does. Your second question of what is he saying that is significant and why now is what he's looked at is the Chinese have increased their nuclear weapons to well over 500 and are going to have between a 400 and 500% increase between now and 2030 to 2035, which is, as his predecessor said, breathtaking. And their ability is interesting as they can conduct any kind. They will be able to conduct about any kind of nuclear weapons use that you can think of worldwide. And that is the significance of how fast they're building up, as well as what is the aim of what they're doing.
Gordon, you have a question for Peter.
Peter, with the rapid increase in the number of warheads that China has, it must mean that they have a new strategy for the use of their nukes. Do you think they do?
Yes, you're absolutely right. It was interesting. One of the arms control groups said that, well, the reason the Chinese are building up is they were scared by the 2018 report from the Trump administration called the National Security Strategy that identified China's buildup. And then the Posture Commission echoed that and said, no, it's the Trump report was reflecting what the Chinese had been doing. And so we have people that are they're playing fast and loose with the facts. As the Commentary magazine recently said, Xi Jinping made this decision sometime between 2008 and 2009 to build up. And the buildup started in earnest in 2011 and through 2011 and 2018, simultaneously to what the Russians were doing. The Chinese have increased their nuclear forces at a rate and a direction unprecedented between, you can go back and look at the U.S., go back and look at Russia. This is greater than that. So the Chinese made the decision sometime around the great economic crisis, which Commentary magazine thinks was one of the motivating factors, is they have decided to use nuclear weapons, as the Posture Commission said, in a matter of using it for blackmail and using it for coercion to allow aggression to go unchallenged, as opposed to how you and I think of deterrence, is we think we're going to stop bad guys from doing bad things. This will enable bad guys to do bad things. And that is a huge change, the Posture Commission has said.
There was the Treaty of Moscow. There was the New START Treaty. All these things were with the Soviet Union and then the Russian Federation. Is there any conversation between Beijing and Washington about the nuclear weapons in China and the nuclear weapons in the United States?
The only thing, John, that I've heard the Chinese say, and I wrote a couple chapters in a book on this, is that they said, well, you come down to our level and then we'll talk arms control. And then the question is, well, what's your level? And at that time, they were occasionally claiming they had 200 or 300 weapons at the most. And so there is no conversation of any kind that's serious between the Chinese and the United States or anybody with respect to nuclear arms control. They're under no treaty. There is no Moscow Treaty. There's no New START Treaty. And there has not been with the Chinese. And they like it that way because they can pretend they are a peaceful rise. They have a minimal deterrent. And we're the bad guys and we're being aggressive to them. As my friend Rick Fisher pointed out in a recent article, they have 9 separate theater ballistic missile and cruise missiles that are dual capable, The Russians think that they're probably 17% of them have a warhead that's nuclear. That would mean they have 1,000 warheads just on their theater systems, which are not counted by all the numbers that you see in the media. They don't even talk. They just say, well, strategically, they have a little over 500. But as General Cotton testified last week, he used the number 1,000 theater systems, of which the United States, for example, has a couple hundred. Talking about warheads.
Gordon, you have a question.
Peter, the United States has a treaty obligation with Russia to limit our warheads to deployed warheads to 1,550, although there's some counting issues there, which allow us to have a few more. But the point is, we have obligated ourselves to limit the number of our warheads. China does not, as you just point out. Should we still be in the treaty with Russia limiting our warheads?
Well, Russia has basically said we can't have any more inspections. So we don't know how many they have. So they violated the treaty like they did the INF treaty, the CFE. What treaty have the Russians not made? So my view is the assumption is everybody in 2026, when the treaty expires, everybody will basically be doing what they want to do and what they think is necessary. We don't have to match the warheads in China and Russia one for one, but we absolutely need better capability, again, as the Posture Commission said. And a colleague of mine out at the University of Nebraska has calculated that he thinks Russia and China combined will have 10,000 nuclear weapons by 2035. That's an extraordinary reversal of what everybody thought was a step-by-step process that magically was going to get us to zero. And we're, as you said, we're between 1550 and 1800 in terms of what we could maximum do right now. We could probably put another 1,000 warheads in there if we added money, warheads to the ICBMs and submarines and included the bombers. But that's not going to match what the Russians are doing and the Chinese combined. And there, Gordon and John, we're way behind the eight ball on that one.
Counterstrike, counterforce, countervalue, all these terms are left over from the 20th century. I want to understand the Chinese ambition. What's new that General Cotton sees?
Well, given the force that they
just
have...
Just a moment, Peter.
Okay.
Is this a countervalue strike that they've built up potential for? That means the cities. Is this a counterforce strike? That means going after the launch pads in Montana, for example. What kind of buildup are they making?
John, it's a very good question. They are going after our weapons, our missiles, our submarines, our bomber bases, and our cities. They occasionally will say to the United States, don't mess with us because our submarines can target. And then they list San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles to intimidate us. But on the other hand, they have enough weapons now. They have more land-based ICBMs launchers than we do, remarkably. And that was as of a year ago. So they now have a full counterforce capability. And in my view, that's why they're building what they're building. But much more importantly, these silo-based systems are designed to go first.
Talking about San Francisco, that's countervalue. That's self-destructive. Yes. That means that there's nothing left to trade with. That means that they'd be throwing stones in about 3 years. Does that enter into their rhetoric?
Well, you know, Mao Zedong was asked this question years ago, and he said, well, so what if 300 million Chinese die in a nuclear exchange by being our cities being blown up? He said, our women will make that up in a generation. And that's a direct quote. And Khrushchev was so shocked when he heard that, is that he decided not to help the Chinese build their nuclear program, which eventually the Chinese did build. But that's the kind of mentality, John, is you have a country that's killed 65 million of its own people to stay in power. Why would they worry about a couple of million people dying in a nuclear exchange if it keeps them in power or increases their power? And I understand it's a crazy way to think. But unfortunately, that's unfortunately what we hear from the Chinese.
Peter Husey is president of Geostrategic Analysis, a fellow at the National Institute for Deterrence Studies. Gordon Chang, I'm John Beck.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.